Good morning. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me in studio, Julia Bettinger, the Director of Wellness and Rehab at the hospital. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Brady.
And how are you today?
I'm wonderful, thanks.
It's kind of hard not to be wonderful when it's sunny and it's going to be 50 plus today.
Oh my goodness, we need to be outside enjoying the day.
I know, maybe we can move this show outside.
I think we should.
So today we're going to talk about the health fair. Tell us a little bit about this health fair.
Yeah, so we're finally really excited. The blood draws were over 3 or so weeks ago, and so now the health fair. It's this coming Saturday from 9 to noon out at the fairgrounds. And number one, it's the fun spot to pick up your paper health fair results. But number two, it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
So if you went to the blood draws in February, then the results would be available for you here?
Yes. If you haven't captured those online or in some other fashion, your paper copy will be out at the health fair this coming Saturday from 9 to noon.
And so what else does the health fair offer?
So historically, we have about 30, 35 different vendors sharing health information and resources. And this year we've kind of asked and reached out to the different vendors to do some hands-on demonstrations and have some new fun things. So with that being said, you're going to see this year some different raffles from tables and some different educational things. I think our physical therapy department is going to be teaching you how to use a TheraBound to stretch, and the YMCA is going to do some different physical activity demonstrations. You know, ask them, how do I do a plank? What's a plank? You know, how do I strengthen my core? If you're a diabetic, there's going to be some great information out there for diabetics, including information on carbs, and you can register to win a free glucometer. The Wyoming Cancer Resource Services, when you walk in the door, you're going to walk through a giant colon. And I mean, it sounds interesting.
Hey,
welcome to the health fair. But this is important. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. And the reality is that if we get our colonoscopy and we find these polyps early, we can prevent these colon cancers. And so what better way than to walk through the colon and be like, oh.
it definitely gets your attention. It's humorous and at the same time educational.
Absolutely. I think we can have a lot of fun with that. Our OB team, there's going to be some information out there. Johnson County Healthcare Center delivers babies, and so there's going to be information on prenatal classes and different things that are available. Some of the staff out there to answer your questions in regards to that. So as you're seeing, like, there's a ton of new things, a variety of ways, you know, ask people about exercise, how to move, how to do these things and have fun. Sheridan Neurology is going to be there, and they're going to talk about seizures and have some information in that fashion. Wyoming Independent Living they're going to be raffling a basket of baked goods, and they're going to be doing demos of the Braille alphabet, and which will lead up to, there's going to be some information out there that'll talk about a workshop on beginning Braille that'll be coming up. So I think there's going to be a lot of fun things. Shopko is going to be out there talking about the new shingles vaccine and some different information like that. They'll have some free goodies to hand out there. So there's a lot of baskets and raffles to register and win for. Agape has put together local products and stuff to win. And the cardiac program here at the hospital, that would be me. We're going to be doing a little online, it's through the American Heart Association. It's called Life Simple 7, to help people understand how they can stay healthy, you know, and keep their heart healthy. And so
that's
look
important.
Absolutely. we gotta make that heart healthy and keep it ticking. So there's a lot of fun things that are going to be there this year. Of course, you'll see the ambulance out there, and the kids always like to run through that. And so many fun things. I don't even know what else to point out.
You know, you mentioned a shingles vaccine. Now, do you have any info on people who should get the shingles vaccine?
Absolutely. So some of those guidelines, whether it be the shingles vaccine, whether it be, flu shot, that's a big thing. There'll be information on those things, when you should get them, what age, how, and, you know, those are good reasons to come out and learn a little bit more about what they're there for, what population they serve, you know, and when you should be talking to your doctor about.
Sure. And shingles is kind of a scary thing. It looks very painful, and they say anyone who's had chickenpox has the potential to get shingles. Is that true?
Yes, and I can't speak to the pain in it, but I can speak to knowing people who've gone through it, and good golly,
it's no fun.
Yeah, it doesn't look like fun.
Yeah.
So, that's something. Those are things that the more educated we are, the more we know. The more we have the opportunity, if it's a polyp or shingles or what, I mean, we can do our best to try to prevent these things. And so I think that's one of the ultimate goals
with the health fair.
Early detection. You know, you're going to see stuff out there from the radiology department in regards to mammography and when women should screen that way and self-exam and just a variety of different things. And so we're just getting really excited to offer all this education. And we want, this health fair is really available. Bring your kids, bring your, you know, anyone, come out, have fun, enjoy. There's a lot of giveaways this year. There's a lot of demonstrations. Ask these people these people are the experts in their areas, you know, and that's why we bring them in. If they don't know the answer to your question, I'm sure they'll find it and get back to you. The people who are out there speaking to cancer or speaking about seizures or speaking about being active or eating more healthy, ask them questions. That's what they're there for.
Absolutely. You mentioned flu shots, and people go back and forth on flu shots, but flu this year seemed like it was worse than in recent years past.
Golf. I wish I had some statistics here with me, but I don't on the flu. I can't really speak to it.
And missed 3 days of work, and I can't remember ever having missed 3 days of work from one illness.
You know, sometimes the flu shot doesn't give you the flu. The flu shot, every year there's different strains that make it up, and so sometimes it's more effective than others. Like I said, I don't really have any specific stats on that, but the CDC and that's the Centers of Disease Control and a variety of other very credible bodies, you know, recommend we get it. And I think it's one of those things where we take good action to protect ourselves and do what we can. And the reality is that the darn flu exists, and we might still come across it, but hopefully if we get it, it'll be less.
Well, and some people think of the flu and they're like, they just think of it as a regular illness now. Like, it's not that big a deal, but there's been a number of kids and elderly people that you know, it takes their life.
Sure. We underestimate the
severity,
exactly, Brady, of the disease. I mean, it does claim lives every year.
Sure.
How many that is in Johnson County, I can't tell you right now, but yeah, it's something that we can be more proactive about outside of the flu shot too. I mean, stay home if you're sick. You have
wash
a fever,
hands.
Wash your hands, use some soap, become friends with the soap, you know?
you know, it's funny because I've come to work sick before. Like, you feel kind of bad, you know, you probably should stay home, but you have things to do, so you go to work anyway. But then you just end up getting other people at work sick. And I'm sure myself, when I see someone coming sick, I just want to say, go home. Yeah. I do not want whatever you have. Go home.
Exactly.
Stay home.
It's so hard. I mean, we all need to go to work and be there for our work and our staff and our employees And yet at the same time, you know, we're doing a really good thing if you're feverish and you should stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
You know, and if you have a cough, cover your mouth. Because, you know, even I catch myself, you know, growing up on a farm, maybe I'm kind of a little, you know, I could do a little better myself. But, but I mean, little simple things go a long way, along with all of these protective, you know, these recommended pieces that we have, such as the flu shot or shingles or this or that. But we can do little things on the side. You know, it's the same with being proactive and, you know, hopefully not being predisposed to diabetes or heart disease or something like that. Let's just go for a few more walks and eat some broccoli, you know, broccoli party or something. I don't know.
Broccoli parties. That's going to be the new thing. So you've got the health fair coming up again. Tell people when and where this is.
Yeah. So this weekend on Saturday from 9 to noon out at the fairgrounds, in that big white community building, and, got lots of fun things going on. Like I said, the experts are out there, so ask them what you want to know. Yes.
All right. And this is open to anybody that wants to show
up?
Yes.
Anybody who wants to show up is welcome. Annually, we usually see Senator Barrasso and some different...
some important people show up.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a community event, and we hope the community wants to come and learn a little bit more and have fun and learn how to be a little healthier.
Well, it's certainly a valuable health fair that you guys put on here. People can go out, get more info. As you mentioned, if they happen to be part of the blood draw last month, they can get results here if they haven't already gotten them. I'm talking with Julia Bettinger, Director of Wellness and Rehab with the hospital, talking about the health fair this Saturday, 9 to noon at Johnson County Fairgrounds. Julia, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady.
This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, KBBS.